Now, Eagles fans, Bob's Discount Furniture and the Philadelphia Eagles are giving you the chance to win 11 tickets to watch the Eagles take on Dallas. Visit mybobs.com/EaglesLineup to enter now. Contest ends December 1st, 2014. We welcome you back to Eagles 360, talking a little defense. We begin with Bill Davis, the Eagles defensive coordinator, through everything at Aaron Rodgers, only to watch the best quarterback in the league carve up this Eagles defense.
Yeah, sometimes the ball was out quick pretty early. We knew that to stop the rhythm, he likes getting the ball out quick where the pass rush doesn't get into effect. And he got his rhythm throws going, and we were trying to take that away, and we didn't. He threw it in some tight windows and made big plays, and then a couple vertical balls early hurt us, got in a hole. And the third downs were probably the most disappointing because we got them third and manageable for us, and he kept executing on it. We didn't. And I'll give them the credit, and us, we just had a bad day. Every game is completely different. It really is. There's a different group of guys coming at us, and we've got, you know, different plans to go for everybody. The plan is always to pressure the quarterback. The plan is always to smother the receivers and make sure he doesn't have the windows. And we didn't accomplish that today, but it really was a different plan. And give the credit. Aaron Rodgers is on fire right now, and we gave him our best shot, and it wasn't close to good enough today. It's a combination. You know, all we can look at is ourselves, and we'll fix what was wrong out there today. We'll work hard at it. And we got a confident group of guys that hang together, and we know that every now and then you have days like this. You don't want them, but they happen in the NFL. I think most of the big teams, I believe even Green Bay, had one of these earlier in the season. And we have to respond now. We have to work our tails off and get back and learn from what happened today. There was no pressure on them, and a couple times he got out and made big plays. And I was happy to see Bradley Fletcher stay in there and compete in the second half and make the plays on the vertical ball. But that's how Fletcher's wired. He's not going to quit. He's not going to give up. And he had a rough start, but that's all of us had a rough start. There was no pressure on the passer when he was making those throws. So collectively, we lost today. And again, we'll give credit to Green Bay and re-rack this thing and be ready for next week.
Well, Bo, the defense had been playing so well in recent weeks, went up against an offense that has just been so on point of late, really all season, a veteran group. And the Eagles really had troubles.
And listen, the Eagles defense knew they'd have to play a near-perfect game to be able to stop Aaron Rodgers and company. And they didn't do that. And obviously, the Packers went out and scored over 50 points. They had one on defense and one on special teams as well. But Aaron Rodgers was outstanding. He made tightly contested throws down the field to Jordy Nelson. Bradley Fletcher was victimized a few times. But it was nice to see him, and Chip Kelly and Bill Davis both talked about this. Nice to see Bradley Fletcher bounce back in the second half, make some plays on contested balls. But the cornerbacks were under fire all day.
Yeah, they sure were. There wasn't a lot of pressure up front. Eagles tried to do a lot of things. But primarily, this is a defense that wants to play single high safety, safety in the box, and their cornerbacks up toward the line of scrimmage in press coverage and get physical with the wide receivers. It's worked for most of the season. Did not work on Sunday, as cornerback Bradley Fletcher talked about in the aftermath of the loss.
Oh, he made a lot of plays. He was on target on a lot of throws. He was able to scramble today. He did a lot of good things. And we just got to go back and evaluate the film and get ready for next week.
It's going to be hard for any defense, you know. But like I said, you know, it's an all-around team. You know, we had to go in there. You know, we got to go in there being disciplined and mistake-free. And this is just a big team loss. That's all it is.
When you lose, you look at the film, you see the mistakes made, and you have to improve. Obviously, there were more mistakes made tonight. There's a lot to correct. But, you know, you lose by 30 or 40, whatever we lost by today, you lose by 3. It's still one loss in the column.
Well, that is the chatter among the defensive players. Now, the special teams on Sunday, what a wild ride for that group.
Yeah, they scored another touchdown of their own, blocked a point after attempt. But for the first time this season, a real blemish on special teams. We'll talk about that on the other side on Eagles 360.